What's good, y'all? This week's Black Business shout-out goes to Chef E-Rock, owner and creator of Chef E-Rock's Kitchen and Baked Goods, LLC. Located in Cleveland, Ohio, Chef E-Rock specializes in everything that makes your mouth water, from your favorite meal on date night or a holiday dinner to seafood bags, and even infused goods like her canned Cajun seasoning, Kush barbecue sauce, and America's favorite, the infused chocolate chip cookie. Look, it's nothing Chef E-Rock can't turn into more than a meal, so make sure y'all follow her on social media. We will tag her username in the episode notes, and if you like what you see, let her know the Outrighteous Podcast sent you. All right, now back to the show.
What up, Mom?
You're it is the Outrighteous Podcast. Without doing the Black Business, we about to try to check in real quick. As always, it is the host, Dev the Voice. I'm in here with my two grown-ass co-hosts who I still have not introduced. I introduced Johnny on one episode, but then we had to scrap the episode. Y'all will never hear that.
No, and that's why you scrapped it.
Yeah, that is low-key.
Fucking dickhead.
I heard I introduced him, and I was like, I had to put that one away. What's good, man? Introduce yourself.
Oh, me.
You know I was going to laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. Yo, my versatile last name in the game, Bedside Benson, checking in real quick. You feel me? Hey, you know what my name is today?
What you got today?
You haven't done that in a while.
It's going to be fucking Federal Agent Benson, nigga.
Federal Agent Benson.
Because niggas got caught the fuck up this week.
Oh, okay. I thought he was about to come over here telling no niggas. I was going to be like, whoa.
No. Niggas got, whoa. No, other niggas got caught on this week, nigga.
Yeah, he's like, I'm here to tell.
I'm telling a story, nigga.
Oh, dead. But y'all already know the vibes. It's Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone Jones, the deepest voice in the game. You know, that's it.
We have a guest.
Yeah.
Hold on, before we get into that, we have sound effects, and I promised her some sound effects, man. Listen, we got some family in the building today.
Come on now, get it in. Listen real quick, yo. So obviously, you know, some real niggas look at my Instagram. You feel me? And respond back to shit. So I say, Dez, Don, can we just get like just someone to pull up on us and kick it with us? Like, no interview shit. Just some real, just like just chill with us. You feel me?
Right,
it's energy in the room. Then I put it up on the gram. Like, yo, I need a dope female to pull up real quick. Woody woody woo. Right. Some niggas responded. Some niggas I did not respond to.
Wait. So hold on. Who was?
Don't matter.
Hey, like, hold on. You on his?
No. Name dropping. And you don't say nothing because every time you put something in the chat about like that said something about us, you would never reveal the name. So I'm not revealing shit to you.
That is true.
I ain't revealing shit to you.
That's 1,000% true.
I ain't revealing shit to you. So like, someone respond back to me, and I was like, who can respond back to me? You feel me?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, only is this my nigga Dom?
Dom? Not to be confused with Don?
No, say that.
Is it the nigga that can, like, you know, just get a like, yo, she the hardest makeup artist I know right now.
I like
that. Straight like that.
I like that.
That's
like
a huge compliment, because there's a lot of, like, raw makeup artists right now.
And you one of them. You one of them.
They cool.
I
see right,
they
work.
They aight.
It's Reggie. I ain't see it until onions to apples, you feel
Come
me?
On, man. Come on, man.
By the makeup, you feel me? I done seen her buffer and shine some niggas up.
That onions to apples is crazy, bro.
I'm talking about the joints is peeling, you feel me? To a buffer. For shiny crazy. Apple. Gone stupid.
Shouts out to y'all.
Yo, we got Dom in the building, yo.
What's good, everybody? I'm so excited to be here. I love you guys. Such good energy on the show. I'm just excited to be here.
And if you didn't notice too, like, she was one of our models for our hoodies.
That's what I said. Y'all said a guest.
That sold the fuck out.
My guest.
Hey, Dom came in here with a media trained ass intro. Did you hear how she introduced it?
Oh,
yeah, hey,
goodness.
What's up, guys? It's so good to be here. Big fan of the show. Love you. Love Bedside. He's amazing.
That's my guy. A nigga went to media school, one course in Ohio media school. Forget your laptop. Niggas had one course at the Ohio Media Summit.
I took one credit hour.
Like, y'all have a good following. Like, yeah, we do. On the show, you get a little nervous. It's like, people really about to be listening. So.
Come on. Yeah, don't gas us. Don't gas us.
No. Hold on. Put that 93 in the tank, nigga. Gas us up.
It will go through our heads.
Oh, do not in my head.
Oh, my goodness. What the
fuck you talking about?
Come on, man. Yo, so Dom, this is how we do our show. I know you are part of the people that support us, man. But first off, shouts out to everybody that does support us. But Johnny always comes with, we have our black business. Johnny always comes with a crazy PSA. And then I'm changing something up. I didn't tell y'all how I'm changing. I told Don.
Oh, this nigga is thinking he Jordan the fucking
I'm calling
team,
an audible. Omaha. I'm calling
nigga,
an audible.
I'm looking at coach like that's not the play. Yo, can I get my PSA off my nigga?
Come on, the floor is yours.
Yo, listen, yo. Niggas gotta stop incriminating themselves. Like, niggas gotta stop doing this. So, as you know, bro, like, as you know, I came here, no sound effects, you just gave me two.
He gave it, though.
Thank you. So then, like, we found out this week that Casanova just went to, he had to turn himself in to jail, you feel me?
Yeah.
Over some racketeering charges, and then also 2G Urbo got in trouble for fraud charges and shit, too. But we didn't talk about. Right. Hey, yo, that man was doing.
I do want to talk about
that. Hey, yo, G Urbo was doing some of the Wagwan Jamaican frauds and shit they was doing. Yeah. He was getting litty. But I'm going to talk about Casanova real quick. So the FBI came out with a statement and said, yo, we use Vlad TV's interviews in court cases.
Yeah.
Now, niggas like, fuck Vlad TV campaign, da 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 da. All right, cool. I will say, Vlad, you're a wild ass nigga for asking niggas very incriminating questions on platforms. That shit's weird as fuck, my nigga.
Oh, D, weird, bro.
But let's also, too, Vlad on a street nigga, too, low key. Them Russians is different type of niggas. He didn't got a couple niggas beat the fuck up before. So, but back to y'all rappers.
Yeah.
Stop spilling the beans on yourselves.
Yeah, y'all gotta stop.
Like, nigga, use the word allegedly when you talk about crime.
Hey, but
nigga,
this low key be the wild thing about it too, because half the rappers they all went in, and I was one of them people too who was going in on Tekashi. Because also, if you have a certain principles, if you in a game where there's certain principles, you gotta abide by them. Which I'll talk more about that too, because you on a good point. But all these niggas dog Tekashi, and then turn like they just, of course, Tekashi snitched. But these niggas be telling on themselves.
That's different, though.
That's not different.
Yes, it is. No. You're criminating yourself. When you. I'm gonna stop you because right. Don't know about that one. So like, if I tell on myself, I'm hurting myself only. I'm not hurting anybody else's situation. Yeah. When I snitch on someone, when I like, I'm taking that man's away from his family. I'm doing it now. I understand. You got to do the crime, got to do the time, like the white conservatives be saying. Yeah. But. Yo, like, Tekashi is a wild nigga. That nigga wanted to be a gang member.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that it's harmful in a different way. But right. I'm saying a nigga who tell on a nigga, to an extent, he's using a certain level of intelligence. A nigga who tell on himself has no level of intelligence.
But I've never committed a crime with you ever. Never.
I feel like this is the thing. It's
talk
like,
to me.
Young, the, most of the younger rappers that take these interviews with Vlad TV, like, and do these, you know, things, they spend their money in the wrong places. They don't have media training. They spend money
they
on
don't.
Dumb stuff, and they don't have a team or media training to know how to handle those situations.
They
want to
be real niggas
and not know what to say.
So
yeah.
Wait, I want to play this. I want to play this clip of how Vlad interviews, because this is where the game is fucked up at. Vlad interviews in a. When you look at, like, the more I learn about journalism and how people interview entertainers,
this thing says student in the game.
They, like, ask questions, but they know where to stop. Like, they know where to stop with the question that they asking you. Unless you have a nigga who used to be wild, like Charlamagne, would say shit like, who the hell raped your sister? To Logic. I don't know if niggas seen that clip. But Vlad interviews in a very intentional way. Nah, he interviews in an intentional way. So he interviewed Lil Baby, and I'm going to play this clip for like 20 seconds, and I just want y'all to tell me if y'all felt the same shit that I felt when I went back and listened to this shit. Hold up.
Go ahead.
Dad went to jail, third time, 12.
Oh, you went to jail at 12?
Yeah.
So that was juvie at that point?
Exactly.
Okay. What'd you get locked up for?
I think burglary. First time I got locked up, about 12, 13. I thought it was 12. I did burglary.
Okay, so you were breaking into houses?
We ain't even breaking no house, but we were trying to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you tried to break into a house and got caught?
Yeah.
Okay. You and some friends?
Yeah, me and a couple friends.
Okay. Whose idea was this?
Yo, like, yo.
Yo, yeah, that nigga Blabby wild, bro.
Literally, like, media interrogation. Like, he literally.
Yeah. Blabby wild,
which is why I learned why everybody is against Vlad. Like, that's a very intentional style of asking questions. Like, you know what you're getting
at. This isn't new. Vlad been doing this shit for, like, 10 years, my nigga. Like, oh, yeah, niggas keep going on Vlad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, niggas keep going on Vlad.
Because. Regardless of how many niggas get set up on Vlad, the look is crazy for that audience.
But bro, look is crazy, bro, but you see Casanova's in jail right now.
Yeah.
On federal charges.
But Casanova not even the only one. It's been hella people that have their Vlad tapes have went up and been investigated.
The FBI has confirmed it. That Vlad is the source. You feel me? Shit's wild, but also too, I blame you niggas for keep going on there and asking these questions like, yo, just cause you a real nigga and you so authentic with the music and shit, whoop de whoop, like, yo, you don't have to spill the fucking beans.
But let me tell you why they do. Because
they get comfortable as fuck.
Not even that. You gotta think about, these is the people who listen to Vlad. They white, they live in the suburbs, or they so damn hood that there's no hope for them.
They're lost, the lost cause.
Yeah, so it's like, those is the only niggas that really sit with Vlad interviews, because people who got any type of cultural awareness, we'd be like, I'm not fucking listening to Vlad.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you.
Tell me when a nigga on the Breakfast
Vlad
Club.
Vlad had some good interviews. Some niggas like we done forgot about.
Listen, I think Vlad has had the, first off, he interviewed like a cop, so his interviews is gonna be fire. Because no. He's gonna ask questions that are like crazy. But this is the thing, Vlad also has had, he's booked amazing interviewees though. Like, yeah. He had Pee-wee Longway or Pee-wee Kirkland. Pee-wee Kirkland.
Yeah,
on that bitch. Freeway Rick Ross on that. Like, it's hella niggas.
One of the best ones for me when he interviewed Ben J from the New Boys.
I'm not hip. I didn't watch
nigga.
That.
This nigga life went down in a fucking spiral, nigga.
Niggas always do.
The, like, think about it. The nigga, like, when I watched it, like, oh, the nigga from New Boys, I'm a jerk, wooty woop, cool. Yeah. He ain't doing shit his life. This nigga interview is sad. Like, this nigga was crying on that bitch. He killed somebody.
Hey, didn't Soulja Boy tell his story on Vlad?
Fuck Soulja Boy.
Yeah, when Soulja Boy was like,
fuck Soulja Boy.
He tell that story everywhere.
Like, who, Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy, the only nigga I know that went from dancing to gangster real quick.
Soulja Boy? Truly. You said he went from what to
dancing
what?
Dancing to gangster real quick.
Hey, but his dances used to even try to be tough. Like I think when he did, like, you. Crank That Batman, I think it was supposed to, at some point in Crank That Batman, we was hitting somebody.
No, it was, let me get him shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me get him shoot. Let me get him shoot out.
I was talking ad video. Johnny doing his dance right now.
We got y'all, man. Yeah, dude. When it comes to that Vlad PSA, bro, I think the whole
doofuses.
Culture is fucked to Vlad. So if you're doing this journalism shit, right, man, it got to be some type
and
of.
And a nigga going down. Cussing up going down.
Was supposed to be canceled, though, like back when he did that interview with the dude that was involved with Bankroll Fresh's, like.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was disrespectful to Bankroll's family because they had offered to do an interview with him. Yeah. But he, like, purposely did an interview with the dude that was affiliated with killing him.
That was his homie, too. Like, and he got off of that murder.
Yeah.
That was his best friend, and he got off on that murder, too.
Speaking of niggas who violate media have hella, for some reason, a big-ass audience. Okay, hold on. We got to clap it up for niggas real quick, because bitches is on Clubhouse now. So shouts out.
Hey, yo, Clubhouse is fucking lit, nigga.
Shouts out to you niggas who's not on Clubhouse. I'm going to take one out of Johnny Book. You niggas better get y'all motherfucking network up, nigga. We on Clubhouse. Stop playing with us.
You know what's crazy, too? Like, before all y'all niggas even knew what the Clubhouse vibe was, like, me and Dev, they got the inside scoop maybe
we
like 2 months
ago. We been talking to niggas out loud.
Talk to niggas. We were just like,
we been speaking
and
to niggas.
You feel me?
Wasn't no Clubhouse. It was only Outrighteous Podcast. What are you talking about?
Was it for the Clubhouse, the Trap House? You feel
been telling you niggas what was going on
talk
out here, man.
This is the gas right here.
Listen. Yo, 21. So they did a Clubhouse room called Welcome Academics, man. Everybody in this, I think we all know Academics has also, crazy thing is Academics is black, but he has violated every aspect of our culture from a media perspective and his influence. So they created a Clubhouse room to address all of this shit. So Meek Mill, who fucking hates Academics, was in there.
Yo,
21 Savage was in there. Tory Lanez was in there. Like, it was so many people who do not.
The fact they made came in a clubhouse to check this nigga.
To check that
and this
nigga.
Like, think about academics, bro. Academics is one of, like, I don't want to say the lamest nigga I know, but I'll say, like, he doesn't show good character. Like, at all.
Ever.
No. I agree with you on that, too. But the thing is, though, is academics, like, I don't understand how... I always struggle with how we give people the power. Like, I always struggle. How the fuck do you even take somebody who is as corny
as
academics?
He's consistent as fuck, and he works hard.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at that.
Everyday struggle.
That
all
was
that shit.
No, that was Joe Budden. That was Joe Budden.
Yeah.
That was Joe Budden.
If you get a, good enough cosign, that's all you need.
No, that nigga's never had a cosign in his life. It was a Joe Budden. Joe Complex brought that nigga on because his Twitch game was ridiculous. Joe Budden was that nigga. Joe Budden made that show fucking go skyrocket. Once Joe was like, fuck y'all niggas. And then he started getting N plus two, bro. Niggas dogged out every episode. Talking about a whole bunch of niggas. And this nigga Fitz is horrible.
Look, they dogged that. So this entire clubhouse of people who hate DJ Academics went in on him. And the crazy thing
never
is,
heard this nigga spin either.
You said what?
Never heard a mix from DJ Academics.
Nah, there is no mix. Straight YouTube personality.
Straight YouTube.
That nigga do what we do. But I play music, bitch. Respect me. So, dude, they create this clubhouse and everybody's going in on him. Meek calling him a snitch. Tori was funny as fuck because Tori said, yo, you're going to get a nigga arrested. You need to chill. And you know, Tori got his own situation right now.
Tori got a nerve. Also, I said, Tori, you got some damn nerves.
Hey, imagine committing a crime and then, like, you commit a crime way before niggas even address it. And then you tell that nigga who addressed it after millions of other niggas that he'll be.
If I was Tori right now, I would not be doing shit.
I wouldn't even be on Clubhouse if I was Tori.
But now I'll be listening.
But Tori already doing his own dumb shit.
Dickhead.
Doing his own dumb
doofus.
Shit.
Like, yeah, what'd he tweet? He had tweeted some crazy shit.
Oh, you can do all that. You can do all that.
No. Don't even say that shit, man. Don't even say that shit. But do you have another PSA or was that it?
Other PSA was this. I gotta look the man's name up too. But so this one dude had got a death penalty, right?
Yeah.
Brandon.
There you go.
Brandon Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I saw, and I'm not going to get riled up tonight. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's Sunday. It's nighttime.
It is Sunday.
We ain't going to do
Dom's here.
Crazy. You feel me? Dom's here. You know what I mean? But I will say this. Saw a lot of people on Twitter. Saw a homie of mine talking about, like, yo, like, death penalty, like, these are criminals, And I thought about it. And I looked, I said, yo, like, when it comes to the death penalty, like, this nigga got arrested at 18.
Yeah.
Got a death penalty for some shit, like kind of like a misunderstanding. He did the crime, whatever, but it's a kind of a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
I can't support the death penalty because the justice system is not in favor of us. That means it's a way for us to kill us.
Yeah.
And if you killing niggas, I'm cool on it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, now, also on that, like, I don't see how people can dictate if you live or die. Shit's weird. Now, the only way, and I only support one form of death penalty, and that is high treason. If you commit high treason against your country,
like what? Like if a nigga I'm just trying to gauge the level, nigga.
High treason is like high treason is like, yo, you're like you're an American citizen, and you like go over to like say a war with China, and you give off secrets to China, and you endanger American citizens.
Oh, that.
You deserve to get home.
Yo, what's son's name? Eric Snowden.
Snowden. I watched the movie. I'm a little shaky on that. He should go to jail though, but a little shaky on that one.
For sure.
But high treason. You should. I'm not
do
mad.
Your
if you
Googles,
die.
Nigga.
I'm not mad if you die about that
so
one.
So you said you said no death penalty, Dom. No death
I say
penalty.
No. Have y'all ever seen Just Mercy?
Nah, with Michael B. Jordan. I've been meaning to get to it though.
I saw
that movie is crazy.
With Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, that movie. Yeah, that's tough.
Yes.
Yeah, with Jamie Foxx.
And
Jamie Foxx
really
and
puts it in perspective. Like, I forget what the dude's name is. His last name is like Stevenson. The guy that's like the actual person that Michael B. Jordan is portraying or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has like a statistic that like for every like 10 people or something that are put on death row, one of them is innocent. That's like a crazy statistic to think. For every 10 people, one of them is innocent.
The 10%.
One has been found innocent. For every 10 people that have been killed, one has been found innocent.
And the thing about that Brandon Bernard case, like, yo, like literally the jurors came out and said, yo, we did not want to put this nigga on death row.
Yeah, I think
he was
they
a
even
child.
Like, nigga, this shit, like, the whole case was fucked. It'd be different. This nigga, like, literally had a knife, was in the motherfucker, got caught like this. Like, no.
But
like,
that's where I think
wild shit. Supreme Court took it down, all that shit, bro.
I think death row I'm not. So, Don, to answer your question, I don't. I'm not. I'm technically not against death row, but it's so flawed.
Why?
I'm not against it because there is certain my like I'm a dark nigga, so it is certain people that I'd be like, nah, that son. Son's dead.
Hey, yo, play the Mario Judas songs.
Nigga! Yo, it's some niggas that I'd be
hey,
like.
Hey, bro, you are stupid.
It's some niggas
play
that I'd
Mario
be like.
Play the Mario Judas, my nigga.
It's some niggas that I feel like we should get the fuck out of here. And it's not really anything that could change that perspective for me on that. But then also, I have so many family members who are like, have been incarcerated for such a long time, or their cases is getting shifted around and played funny with, to where it's like, that's where I also...
No, let's tackle that real quick. No, we'll rewind that back.
What's up?
So you say, like, there's nothing kind of get you out of that headspace of, like, niggas gonna get the fuck up out of here.
Are you
gonna
try to heal me?
I'm not trying to heal you. I'm trying to put you in perspective. So, but how can you say that if the justice system gives us harder punishments? Like, literally, like, it'd be, like, not every death penalty case is, like,
I don't think that... I'm thinking of when I say it's some niggas that who should we need to get the fuck out of here.
Okay,
I'm saying the shit when you go in a nigga backyard and it's 11 bodies in that bitch and you know he a serial killer.
Yeah,
that nigga need to get the fuck like
yeah.
And I get it though, but listen, no, I understand mental health.
It's not the mental health thing. It's literally like the fact that the justice system,
which
is
what
is
I'm
not
saying,
for us. Which so is, even if one nigga has to spend his life in jail because he killed like 11 niggas, one nigga has to spend his life in jail because he killed 11 niggas, right?
Yeah.
But if I could save 7 more black men that got convicted of crimes that are like are not to a death penalty type right. standard, have then I'll take evidence. That. I'll pay the taxes for that.
But that's not realistic in the system in itself, which is why I understand like there is definitely flawed. But you, what I'm saying is there are niggas who I'm like, no, fuck that nigga, because if it was me, I would try to kill the nigga. So either y'all gonna kill him or I'm gonna kill him. So, that sounds crazy.
Yo,
somebody else got to edit this.
You saw me out of this. Now pull a Vlad on this nigga.
Hey.
Now pull a Vlad on this nigga.
You want to eat Johnny?
Hey, I see how it happens to you niggas.
I'm just keeping it being like, you know.
No, listen, I understand that it's flawed. But you
that
can't
flaw,
tell
that,
me
but that flaw
if a nigga hold on.
Fucks
so,
us
if
up
a, so let me tell you this: if a nigga kills
yes.
your sister, right?
Don't do that. That's like some of the wildest. That's like the one of the wildest thing. Also, I got a
but
that's some wild shit because like, bro, that's not like that's an individualized incident. But from a whole totality, my nigga, we get harder sentences. Black people do.
No, I'm not.
And that includes death penalties.
But I'm not. You are not wrong. But what I'm saying, Johnny, is the death penalty is you looking at it from this place of logic and not having to like face that situation with whether it's somebody that is on death row or somebody that was killed by somebody.
But that's the wildest shit that we have the power to tell someone they deserve to live or not.
I feel like that's what
that's a wild
to.
Shit
it's
to
not
me.
Do they deserve to die, but do we deserve to give them that sentence? Like,
right.
Who are we to take life?
A nigga that got mad. No, let me tell you something. Think about it from this standpoint. A man on a bench that's most likely is going to be white. The statistically yeah. judges are white. So that's not even me saying some shit out of my ass. That's statistically.
No, that's a fact.
So then on top of that, this man has a lot of degrees.
Okay.
All this other shit, right? This man is certified to tell someone that you do not deserve to live your life. Period.
So then I'm gonna.
He has degrees. His law degree, his whatever other degrees he got before law, it's no special training. Like a judge can't get special training to get the death penalty out. He has a law degree. He can practice law. He passed a certain test to pass the bar. He can be a judge. He elected to be a judge. And the fact that he can tell someone that you can go.
So then what would you
that
say
shit,
the remedy?
Why?
So then what would y'all say the remedy to that is? Because
I say
so,
jail.
So just straight jail. So y'all would take away the death penalty altogether.
It's
for
wild.
Everybody.
Where
do
you stand with it?
You said, where do I stand with it?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like you. I see both sides, and I completely agree with both sides. But for me, it's the extreme. Like we said, if I see there's 11 people in my backyard, and I know you're here rolling your eyes at me, but it's just the way I feel. It's the way I think it is. If we're going to individualize the situation, if somebody kills my sister, first off, I'm going to try to kill them first. Let's just be real. But then I'm going to want him dead.
I'll say this, okay? It's different when it's jail time, right? Because a nigga can serve 50-some years and we correct the wrong and get this nigga out of jail, right? But the fact that there's no room for error in that. If this nigga is really innocent years down the line, bro, years down the line, you can't correct that at all. If, like, this nigga right here, that shit can be corrected. Like, this nigga didn't really, like, they even said the evidence.
So you take away the death penalty altogether?
I'm taking it, bro, because there's no room for error for that shit, bro. It's easy that you got to be absolutely, you got to be 100% right. And niggas not shooting 100% from the field from
Johnny,
that shit.
All right, Johnny, so Johnny, do you think that you have the potential to kill somebody? Real shit.
Yeah.
But what if you make a mistake? You can't fix that.
What you mean? That makes no sense.
It does make sense.
What are you saying?
You have the potential. In your mind, you would kill somebody. There is shit that you would kill somebody over. That's what you just
said. You said the potential to kill somebody.
All right, Johnny, is there shit that you would kill somebody over?
Don't know.
Because niggas was only on Twitter calling me Beretta Benson. Niggas Twitter handle was ability. Niggas no, no, Twitter no, 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 handle no, no, no. was handle was saying, only Beretta
saying,
Benson.
Are you saying first degree murder? Or are you talking about me be able to kill somebody?
Oh, nah, niggas. Hey, this nigga Johnny Vlad as fuck. He just threw the book at me.
That's what conversations, bro.
He said,
there's no air in that shit. My thing is this, bro. Like, if that shit just wild to me, like, there's possibility that the sentence could be, like, right or wrong, and then the nigga is dead. Like, you feel me? Off the lethal injection.
The part that I agree with you, and I think we all agree, is, like, the justice system is hella flawed, especially for us, which does make that death penalty system imperfect. Like, But all of this shit is hit or miss. But I know that if a nigga hurt somebody close to me, I'm going to want to see whatever that retribution is in my mind. Whatever that feeling is, whatever I need to do, which could be that 10 years from now, I might be like, no.
That's why we got laws in place for niggas like you. And not saying niggas like you, just like niggas like you, but like the reason why we have laws in place so we can have a set standard of punishment and all that shit, right? Yeah. But the flawed thing about it is that punishment is not equal for every nigga in the world.
So that's why you really have to abolish it, though, because if you don't get rid of the death penalty altogether, it'll always be skewed in their favor and not ours.
So do you think, and this is just my thought, so do y'all think instead of us having judges, one individual, you almost do it like a jury and make it 7 people, just as an example, or 12 people?
Bro,
because judge, like you just said, a judge makes the decision, the ultimate decision, whether it's you going to jail for life, you going to jail for a year, you going to jail for 3 months, you going to the death penalty. So that's one person. So would you rather have 7, 12, whatever, a jury of peers, whatever you want to call it, to dictate what that punishment should or should not look like and essentially put it to a vote like you do when a jury is like, okay, they're guilty or not guilty, acquitted or whatever the case may be? Or do you still think that we should just have one person sitting up there?
I'll say this, yo. I think that not even the...
And that's for everybody, by the way, my fault.
But like I'll say this. If it's one nigga, 12 niggas, 7 niggas, 100 niggas, it's a committee, these motherfuckers. You feel me? The shit is wrong because the prison system was skewed, was literally from the 13th Amendment. It was not made for us. It was made to keep us in prison, literally, from the start of it.
I feel you.
So hold on. So if anything that falls under prison systems, which includes the death penalty, is not going to be skewed for us. I bet you right now, if I listen to this right now, more black people get killed by death penalty than white
people.
But
nothing was made for us. I just want you to answer. Nothing at all was made for us. I'm just going to be real. But I want you to answer, would you prefer the one person, or the 7, or 12?
That's my neither.
Neither?
I prefer neither.
I feel like it's a combination of, I feel like having a jury, as you say, having multiple people decide, that would be a good thing. But I think it's also having equal representation for the people that are, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have, they can't afford lawyers or,
right, so you're saying, like, if I get Johnny Cochran,
now we got our
so-and-so got to get Johnny Cochran.
Why the fuck are getting our fucking young, our justice bag?
They're poor, so they don't have the money to have proper representation. So when they go up and they presenting evidence, they present bullshit. Like, because they don't care. They don't care if they go to jail or not. And that's the number one problem, how they end up there, and that's how they, it continues for years and years and years before it comes out that they was innocent in the first place.
Come on, man.
And then also, too, you got problems like if it's one nigga, I said a problem with the one nigga, right? If it's 12 niggas, and now are we doing juries of the peers, or are we doing a whole bunch of niggas that's quote-unquote certified? And also, too, then come to the question, what makes you certified to tell a nigga he died or not? Like, it is too, it's so many grades of this shit. Number one, it's death.
But it's
so there's really no, like, he has a certificate to tell a nigga, the guillotine, like, you feel me? So it just, it's fucked up.
It's great areas in all of life.
Oh, this nigga put the great areas in all of life.
It's great areas in all of life. That's my philosophy for today. I have a statistic. I pulled it up. Now, I don't know how factual this statistic is, though.
Does it say .org.edu?
This is from CNN. That's why I just wanted
to... Oh, nigga, that motherfucker might be solid as we can get. On this show. On this show. On this show.
Hey, shouts out to you listeners.
On this show. On this show will be. We ain't getting no EDU ass niggas in this bitch.
So, according to CNN, there are currently 53 people on federal death row at the moment. 23 are black men, 21 are white men, and 7 are Latino men. There's an Asian man, and there's one white woman. I wonder what the fuck she did.
She probably tripping.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are we gonna be that edgy? That's what I was gonna say. Like, do I commit to what I think?
You know what's crazy too? it was crazy thing about it, and I'm gonna get off this shit, is the fact that one, that's just that, so more black people on death row than any other race. Yeah. Then on top of that too, bro, like they haven't killed somebody federally in like fucking 10 years. Like 10 to 15 years, bro. Like them niggas is chilling right now on that shit, and now out of nowhere, it's a rush order on fucking deaths, my nigga.
I'm so tight with how you just used the phrase rush order.
It's a rush order.
I'm not even.
Because I keep it fucking real, I'm bro. I'm going to talk to niggas how the fuck they should be, like, listen to this shit. These it's niggas, a rush order on how fast they should kill the black people. You just prove my, you just really low key put some gasoline on my motherfucking argument. It's more niggas on death row than white folks. Go to the next time.
You about to get to the black white shit's about to trigger me.
Cause you know me. Hey, look, you know that's my bag, bro.
I know we about to get into it.
Niggas had 2 weeks without being on the black and white shit too. And
then right, 2 weeks.
And y'all made us this way.
No, but we're still
cool. We didn't get there yet. That was a given, though.
And rest in peace too to the king who was killed in Columbus.
Yeah.
No cap on that one.
Rest in peace, man. We apologize. We got to get the name for that one, but rest in peace for that. On a little bit of a lighter note,
juicier note.
Yeah, on a more juicy note,
spicier note.
I changed up the way we do. Don't be a dummies, okay? So. Don is spazzing with the black businesses. Johnny is spazzing with the PSAs.
This nigga feel jealous. He said, niggas, yeah. So, you gotta raise the bar. He said, my shit ain't hot enough.
I'm in the gym. I'm shooting. I'm putting up shots.
They're not going in.
I felt like when niggas lost his power, Space Jam, I'm in that bitch putting bricks up. And so I get in the lab and I think, what can we do with the Don't Be a Dummies, man? And so we want to hear what goes on with y'all, the people who we love. But we gonna do a little advice segment, and I want to hear y'all opinion on this story.
So you asked the motherfucker that.
This is juicy.
Yo.
Hey, listen. All right, so listen.
Don't look at me. I do the black business.
No, I'm not putting a name on this. And this isn't even. This is a story from Reddit. This isn't a user story yet. Ah. But I wanted to pull something up. Yeah. So, it's the holiday season. My girlfriend is ungrateful for her Christmas gift. So the other day, it slips out of me what I was going to buy her on Christmas. I was going to pay for her car license. This shit is crazy. It's about to blow your fucking mind. And I don't even know where this shit is at. But it says, around $2,300 here. And thought she would freak out. Instead, she starts asking if there was another more exciting gift because here a license is so boring. I don't know what to do. She is now really mad that her license is her only gift, and she tells me to just drop all the gifts. 23 for a license. What country is this? It's Norway.
niggas in Norway paying $2,300 for a fucking car license?
That's all I heard.
$2,300.
Bro, what? Hey, look, you said car license. I said, okay, no, maybe it was a car license and a car.
Hey, what fucking side of the planet is Norway on? Because that shit is crazy.
That'll be $2,300, please.
That's what it is.
All right, Christmas is here, man. Don, we gonna start with you.
You gonna start with me?
You the guest, so it gotta be spicy. Don.
I feel like are you asking me what I feel like he should do?
I wanna, yeah. If his girl is saying, yo, this is what you got me, only the most important thing that I need to transport myself.
This is how I feel. I feel like you kind of have to know what you're getting yourself into, especially in relationships. Like, if that's your partner, someone you've been with, someone you're willing to spend $2,300 on for Christmas, you have to know like what you're getting yourself into, the type of person she is. This isn't the first instance of her being materialistic. She obviously likes expensive things or likes, you know, to show stuff off on Instagram. Like, that's how it is. So it's like you either have to decide if you're going to feed her ego and the ego of her friends or whoever she's trying to impress, or you're going to get somebody who really will appreciate the fact that you're spending $2,300 on something that she won't have to. Because that's a raw gift to me.
All right, take the $2,300 off of it. It's a license. It's Ohio. It bitch like $25.
We're gonna have to discuss. I mean, I feel like that's a
Is he paying for
sweet gesture?
The registration on the car too?
Hey, them stickers will fuck you up.
That's still a sweet gesture, especially when it's something that you don't think about. Matter of fact, I did not do my birthday just passed. I'm gonna get pulled.
Hey, you niggas better. Hey, you niggas better come correct this year.
It's like that's one of those things.
Nah, you buy the tags.
No, for real.
You buy the look. If you buy the 3-year tags,
yeah,
that's now we're talking. Now we're talking.
If you take care of the car insurance.
So Cleveland, Ohio, you got to come all tags, registration, all that.
So
Norway,
you got to come.
You got to come.
$2,300. Yo,
I know that includes.
I got to fact check that because that got to include everything, nigga. Everything we talked about before recording. Healthcare.
For a lifetime.
Come on. Norway not even that big to drive in, bro. Norway is not that big, my nigga. Norway's like maybe.
And it's one of the safest places in the world as well. So.
No, you know them niggas not speeding.
That's why it's safe. Niggas ain't driving.
Yeah, I know.
Not for $2,300. They walking everywhere.
Niggas can't get to the crime.
Niggas like. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna hold you. They pollution fucking numbers low.
Where y'all going?
Low.
Oh, y'all going out there? Nah,
it really is one of the cleanest places in the world, too.
Niggas on public trans like 23 for the whip. I'm be fucked up, nigga.
I can't shoot them
carpooling
niggas.
Carpooling in this bitch.
So you saying a license, you wouldn't take that. But let me ask you this. If there was a situation where, because I know, y'all, damn, I'm about to throw dirt on myself, but I know a couple chicks who had some situations where their shit was suspended. If your shit was suspended, would that be different?
And like he paid to get it suspended.
He paid to get your shit back, right?
I'm a grateful person, so I feel like any gesture I would be thankful for, I would be like, damn, then you couldn't do more. But if my shit was like suspended and you had to pay to get me back, right? Yes. Yeah. You know how much money that costs?
I ain't rocking no spinning license check.
Hold on. Me and Dom on the same way with this shit. That's why she like, yo, that shit is expensive.
Yo, you gotta think like when you get your license suspended, because I know friends who have. And when
oh,
you
word.
Get your,
word.
Yeah, listen.
Word.
When you get your shit suspended,
right.
You gotta pay like court costs. Like you gotta pay like
shit, your lawyer.
You have to do so much. Yeah. You know, lawyer, but you know what I mean. It's a lot of money. Like,
what you got? The one of commercial niggas off the radio station, hey, commercials.
No, the one.
If you heard KNR,
hold on, the nigga that be on the side
heard
of the
car,
bus.
KNR.
Hold on, that nigga on the side of the bus on every RTA.
Hey, that nigga on the wheelchair.
Yep.
That shit is expensive.
On every bus.
Yo,
I feel like that's a good gesture, and that's something that's actually useful to you. Like buying some bullshit. Like it's cute, but like
I ain't gonna hold you. My chick got suspended license, my nigga. I'm gone.
You serious?
Done.
Oh, if your chick has a suspended, oh, I thought
like,
you like, may have your chick
like,
got you.
Like
off.
Yo, if I like, if she got a suspended license. Like to spend your license, my nigga. Like you gotta be a wild nigga to get suspended. Like you gotta.
No,
really
that's not cap though.
What?
Yeah, that's cap.
What's some light shit you gonna
do? That's crazy.
Like people, you hold get you. Your license suspended for not having insurance.
Yeah.
Hey, throw the book at this nigga. That means you broke. That means you cool, bro.
One of my homeboys.
You're not responsible. No. You said what? No. So once she said insurance, she's broke. Cool. Next. I don't want a broke girl.
Speeding tickets.
You don't have self control.
parking tickets?
Nigga, you can't find a fucking parking spot. You're lazy. You don't. You're lazy. You didn't want to park at the block.
I'm out. Let me know.
I ain't got no more.
You got DUIs? You can't control your liquor.
You know why you still feel that way? But you know why you still feel that way? I used to be hard on drivers too. Like when I had early start, like whipping. But once I really got comfortable with my shit and I start doing wild shit, then I'm like, the only way
y'all talk about me and all the speed the only one, y'all look, then y'all realized.
And not even also like out for the girl type shit, but only if you talking about if you a regular person and you got your license suspended, I'm not gonna flam you up if you a dude, you pay your child support. Cause that child support court is something different.
Wait, if your license gets suspended but you on child support, what the
fuck? No. You get your license suspended if you don't pay child support.
Oh, something you know, is well, my dad never drove, so
that's probably why.
Yeah, if y'all pay your child.
You thought we wasn't getting jokes off? You thought we wasn't getting jokes off?
Nigga, what?
You thought we wasn't getting jokes
off? So how'd your pops get to the... Let me stop.
Sidebar. Found out the nigga lived around the corner. No bullshit.
Yeah. We're not digging a trauma,
this is
nigga.
So sad.
We're not unpacking baggage part two yet.
But no cap, bro. If a chick told me like, if this is it, this is it for us.
Okay, about
Salange.
So all right, so you're not taking a Christmas gift either of your license.
I'll take anything someone gives me.
Exactly.
It's just gonna be fake. Gonna be having another. No. The thing is, we gonna have another Christmas next year. That's gonna be the true question.
Nigga started
saying this come around next year. Yeah. Yo, where you at?
We'll see.
I always felt like dudes, we always want gifts that we like need in our personal, like in our actual life, and women be that wanting gifts. Yeah, women be wanting gifts that's like, oh my gosh, you made this playlist of all of the tracks that we and dudes, we be like, yo,
don't pull up with that.
It's not even that. Like, women, I hate sentimental gifts. Something that has like thought behind.
Oh,
it.
I do not want that. Give me.
But even it doesn't even have to be like, you know, like sit down and make this for me or whatever. But like, if you buying something for somebody, like in a pot, if I say, you know, oh, I've been wanting an air fryer for the longest, and I bring it up like here and there, just to know that you're listening to me and you get me an air fryer, like it's like you really be listening to me.
No, that's a fact.
It's, you know what I mean? It's thought, just thought. Real nigga shit. Like, but you really gotta pay attention.
I'm talking about, but this the thing, you know, Dom, we're not even that complicated with our simplicity.
No, maybe no arts and crafts shit.
Like, no, our simplicity is so simple that we dead ass, if we think about, damn, I needed that. And it could be something like
drawers.
And we will be like, oh my gosh, you
let me
listen?
Say something. If you give me three packs of drawers, money, that's $50 right
damn.
There.
Damn.
I know for a fact it's 50.
Yo, I was in Mark's, like, where the Long Johns?
The niggas, bro.
Yo, son, it's hey, me. Where's the Long Johns?
Hey, yo.
When did the Hanes become like 15 a pack for three, my nigga?
Everything is expensive as hell. Everything.
Come since on, they started using real cotton.
Get your nigga.
Not no real cotton.
Spandex.
I don't want that shit, Don. They can keep that shit, son.
Hey, okay. Look, I'm not, that $15. You be like,
make my shit out of lint.
Yo,
I need the bitches under me, man. Yeah. I personally wouldn't take the fucking. I would take the gift. I'm very practical, so I would like the gift. But with something that cheap, depending on what she does in her professional career, I would expect more.
No, if you don't be mad though.
No, so are you taking it away from Norway? Are you saying now?
Like, yeah, I'm saying US $25. If that's maxing out the card for you, and I have this love for you,
you gotta reevaluate.
But this is the thing. If I have. And I say this all the time, and I don't know if I really mean it. I probably don't. But if I have this love for you to where you could just not be shit, then I would understand if that's maxing out the car for you, and I would appreciate it. But I also say I don't know if I'm really capable of that. So
do you think, based off of that, you reevaluate? Let's say you got her a multitude of things.
Yeah.
And then she hits you with the $25 renewing your plates and all that.
But
are
you know
now
what?
Saying,
broke,
okay,
though?
Well,
is she a
I'm
going to
take
girl?
This gift back.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm going to take this gift back.
And you a sick nigga.
That one, though.
I'm weak
you
as
that one.
You can't take it away if you already gave it, though. But if
I'm not saying I already have it. I'm saying.
Man, all the time niggas and my sister said, I brought you in this bitch, I'd take you out. You gave me life. I'll take anything I want.
Yo, damn, my thing is this, though. If shorty, right?
Yeah.
If, like, if I seen like say it's our first Christmas for real.
Yeah.
And some of the third now I feel like a fourth or fifth one this year been a struggle for you. You ain't got no job right now. I ain't mad at you. Do your exactly. Thug Thizzle. You feel me? Because I know later on down the line you gonna fuck with me. Maybe in February for Valentine's Day or my birthday. Yeah. Cool. You might fuck with nigga on Columbus Day. You feel me? Yeah. So now is this our first one? And you getting lashes done every week, hair done. Yeah, you got yeah,
you Johnny, got Johnny analyzing from January 1st to December 12th. Hey, no,
Johnny just said if this our first killer,
he said
I ain't done talking my shit. I ain't done talking my shit.
Oh, my fault. My fault. Hey, go off then.
She get the nails done. She get the powder joint, the gel joints. You feel me?
Nigga said if you look good,
she got her, get a good she Christmas got her lit. She got her lit. You feel me? And I get the shitty Christmas gift, and you buying the bags like that. Oh, bet.
With it.
No, I'm good, bro. Cause some of these, let me say something. I'm gonna go on a rant real quick. Some of y'all women's, you feel me? And I'm gonna say women's plural. And I know my grammar ain't right, but I don't care. I'm using African American vernacular. So
get your disclaimers out.
Come
there.
On, don't now. Bring me down with you.
I'm sorry.
So my thing is this, yo, y'all. Women's like to be taken care of, but don't like to take care of the niggas on the same side.
Are we going there?
Hey, look, oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, look, hey, look. Do you want to have this conversation? Do we want to have this conversation? Hey,
do we want to have this conversation?
Why you think I brought Dom on this motherfucker?
You don't want to have this
So my
combo.
Thing is this, yo. Y'all want to get taken care of, yo. And then when it comes time, I know girls that literally buy gifts to their own niggas' money. The money that this nigga gave them. That shit don't read, my nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, like, you know I'm about to
that
be.
Is, hey, that is wild.
Bro, you tell me I can't, I can't get a year. I can't get a day.
Hey, if I give you the money for a PS5 and you come back, hey, baby, look, I got you. I'm like, I'll send you to the store, nigga. The fuck? You didn't give me that.
Wait, you're lying to me.
Stay at home mom bought gifts for you.
Oh, wait, all right, you're wild.
Yo,
son, I didn't say that. Hey, I didn't say that.
Yo, y'all
wild. Hey, he's wild.
Yo, I'm about to check out. Yo, you wild.
Oh, I saw my shit.
Yo, Johnny. Yo,
drop my balls, nigga.
Yo, give me the ball back. Give me the ball back. Give me the ball back.
Yo, you tripping.
No, shoot.
No, I'm not shooting.
I bought myself a gift at that point.
I'm not on y'all team no more.
I'm cool. Hey, look, call me Kobe.
I hate when I got to defend my
number
friends.
Number 8 Kobe. You don't got to defend me.
Yo, hey, look,
I'm my own.
I hate when I
got to. I don't
know.
I feel like everybody has this like image of just like women right now with this whole like city girl movement where women is just taking everything from men and not giving shit back. But like we like
scammers.
We know. Everybody knows at least somebody, one person that grew up in your hood or one woman who was taking care of an ancient ass nigga for the longest. We all know, like, it happens. It's been out there and it's still happening.
Well, a couple right now.
Exactly. It's like there's this whole movement, and I feel like younger women are being more aware of their self-worth and not like putting up with men who like don't take care of them. But at the same time,
y'all city girl on Twitter.
I feel
y'all city girls for the Twitter. No lie.
No, it really is though, and that's what it is. I feel like even for myself, like, I am a very independent woman, and I'll put it out there. Like, I really don't need a man for anything, but at the same time, I'm a loving
ass. I'll fact check that.
I am, because it's like, when you care about somebody that much, like, you want to do stuff like that. But it also plays into, like, gender roles and stuff, too, and how you feel on that. Like,
this is the wild shit, too. Why do we think that as many niggas as we know who capping their songs, why the fuck we don't think that women capping their shit? This how fragile. Wait, hold on. Hey, this how fragile. Wait, hold on. This how fragile men are. If the city girls say, fuck a nigga, take his money, we be like, yo, what the fuck,
bro? They be capping, bro.
But niggas don't think that they really, niggas really get their feelings hurt.
I ain't gonna hold you. I think a lot of these women be capping on a lot of shit, like from the scamming.
But the same way niggas cap.
Yeah,
it really is though. Like, somebody had made the comparison. There was like niggas wrote a think piece for WAP.
Yeah.
But what was the other
ain't
song?
Ain't say nothing about Throat Goat.
No, Throw Baby. Nobody throw baby, said yeah, anything throw baby. About Throw Baby.
Yeah, that's a wild song.
Throw Baby.
Like, yo, catchy song, a wild song.
This is no, go ahead. Don.
It's just the back and forth. Like,
yeah.
It'll never be the same.
You know, Twitter.
Always be looked. I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of this. I coined it boss bitch rap. I'm tired of it.
You tired of it?
I'm tired of it.
But this is the thing. Niggas have had their run forever. Women is in a bag right now.
I know.
This shit.
I ain't mad
and
at it.
Hate
I'm
it.
Tired of it.
But you can't.
No. Talk about. Let me do a disclaimer. Amongst our own community, I'm tired of it. To the other enemies, I support y'all. You feel me? I buy support.
Black women is getting off right now, and I think
I'm just tired of y'all.
Niggas can be mad.
Y'all talk so much.
We getting off right now.
They talk so much about sex. Then they get on the hey, Us podcast. Don't know shit about nothing. Hey,
but Johnny, this is when you compare other female rappers like No Name and like Rapsody, who actually rap about real shit, they don't get half as much airtime because niggas don't want to hear that shit.
No. Y'all don't want to hear it. Y'all women don't. No.
No name.
You might be one individual on the island. Not an individual island, but I'm saying like, yo, the mass. I'm telling you, just the way like last night, right? I was with the homies and everything. I'm put on Tyler Creator. Them niggas talking about, yo, get this nigga the fuck up out of here. He got this a wig on.
Yo, this nigga always trying to set shit. A vibe.
No. You know me. You know, Sama,
I can't get that nigga to Augs, you know he's about to just throw some shit on.
That nigga said, y'all. Can
I
go hold
you that playlist at the shoot? I was like, hey, yo, I'm going to need you to send me that.
And nigga he whispered me, he's like, yo, can you send that to me? I said, yeah, I got you, Don. So then, look.
I'm about to flip this shit on you. Finish. So then,
boom. So now niggas like, yo, I don't fuck with him. He gay, da da da. I said,
yo, your niggas is toxic, son. couldn't be the niggas you hung out with.
I'm going to say names after the podcast. We're going to drop niggas. You know a lot of these niggas.
We're saving you niggas right now.
Big facts, my nigga. So then, right? So boom, they don't support them. But they support the hood niggas and all that shit, right? It's the same way with the chicks. Like, some chicks ain't trying to listen to no name shit sometimes. They want to hear, they want to hear the city girl ratchet shit. Like, yo, you play, some chicks like, yo, who the fuck is no name? She got a name, my nigga? Like, you feel me? Like, the support is going to be to the shit that's grimy, over-sexualized, and that's on both ends of the field. Yes,
because you just said when we first came on this bitch that you didn't want to hear no Jay Electronica.
I don't.
Yeah. That's Muslim music. Which is crazy because the album is hard.
No, he talked that Bean Pie shit for fucking years.
But you come on this bitch.
The 5% of rap.
You come on this bitch.
Beloved God.
With your so Gucci mane. And you come on here.
That's what I'm saying. With the toxic future. Yeah. You don't want to hear Jay Electronica.
Started off my day with a no pancakes, but a couple syrup.
Niggas have talked about drugs and fucking bitches forever.
Forever.
We let y'all niggas have y'all run forever. And as soon as we say something about pussy, it's a problem.
No. This is my problem.
If y'all can't see her face.
We just found the name of the episode. Time out.
No, my problem isn't talking about the pussy, okay?
What is it,
Johnny? My problem is that y'all talk about your vaginas like y'all got the drip. Y'all chicks is, them chicks is whack, is whack in bed. Just
wait,
like them niggas
why
like
are
this.
No. Happened?
No, it not happened to me. Ain't nothing happened to me.
Back and forth. All niggas is the same.
No. Niggas
be talking about fucking bitches forever and they be like,
and that's fine. I flame the same niggas that be like this. Yo, I don't kiss the bitch. I just let her suck my dick.
That's what you used to say?
And I let my homie hit too.
Wait, is that what you saying? You used to say?
No, I never said no wild shit like that. That's probably the most wild shit.
Oh, you talking about? No, I'm saying, I thought that's
what you trying. You trying to
Vlad on me. I swear to God, I wasn't Vladding.
You trying to Vlad?
I swear I wasn't Vladding.
Why would you listen to a verb?
I swear I wasn't Vladding. Hey, it's hella names in this episode.
He really trying to Vlad
you. He's trying to Vlad you right now. But listen, though, I know how I done spoke out to niggas and been like, yo, don't be in this bitch talking about, yo, I don't kiss chicks and anything. Well, you fucking, that's some wild shit to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But also, too, these girls, the same girls they be talking about all this whippity wap and whoppity wop, you feel me?
You're old.
This is the thing.
And doing old, this too freaky shit. Wap
and whoppity wop.
I feel like you should definitely. Virgin. That's a problem that's lacking in the black community in general. I feel like a lot of us, like, because of social media influence, we don't have, like, morals and principles that we stand on. So I will very much say, like, women, especially right now with like the rise of female rappers, like talking reckless, showing their bodies all over Instagram, I feel like you should have a level of morals.
So then, hold on,
let her get her shit off. Hold on.
But at the same time, it's like the same criticism that people put on women for what they do needs to be on men as well. I feel like it needs to be morals and principles on both sides.
So do y'all think it's a morals and principles thing, or it's I'm trying to capitalize on this money by any means necessary?
Sex sells.
Bro, you see Mulatto, bro? I was on like listen to Mulatto because I saw her when she was on the Rap Game season one. I'm like, well, I saw her when she's a kid, bro. And now she's out here just.
Hey, Johnny about to fuck up our industry ties.
I never
bro.
I love her.
Hey, the crazy part is, I remember that
cool.
shit too, though.
She cool, yeah, but like, yeah. It just, why you. That's like me watching Bow Wow at 12.
Yeah.
And then this nigga throwing up gang signs at 30. It's like, Bow, when did this happen? When did you start suing?
Like, remember when he told niggas that he wasn't going to skate with them no more? And I was like, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Like, bro.
If you don't shut your ass up.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's get to this moral thing, too.
Roll back to
the ass. We've been out for 2 weeks. So we got to cover some topics that have been happening in the world. You feel me?
Go ahead.
Let's go to this moral shit real quick.
Okay.
PSA. And actually, you know what? I'm going to take your shit. I'm going to put a
How
dummy.
Many PSAs do you have?
Nah, fuck that. I'm not doing a PSA. Okay. I'm doing a damn don't be a dummy. Don't be a dummy to this motherfucking nigga that was at that damn restaurant.
I don't know if you know.
That's cool.
I'm on the twerking man.
Oh, fuck yeah, him. Talk about that, yeah.
Fuck this nigga.
Fuck that man.
Let me tell you something why I fuck him. Because niggas is like, yo, that's his restaurant. And like, don't be twerking in the restaurant. Niggas should have more class. I said, bro, stop. Like, he's a restaurateur. I say, yo, why can we not put black people to the same standard we put white restaurants at? Like, you feel me?
What are you talking about?
So, oh, context. My bad.
I know what you. No, I know what you're talking about. I want to know what you're talking about by that state. Like,
so my statement is like this. So say all of us go to Hot Sauce Williams, right?
Cool.
Hypothetically. And then
give an establishment that was more similar to this.
Oh, Zanzibar.
Okay.
I say Zanzibar. I say that. So you go on Zanzibar. And we getting like rude, not rude service, more like what y'all want, what y'all ordering, you feel me?
Yeah.
Or like, y'all, like there's a lot of like, oh, we want this, like you want this, like there's a lot of attitude, a lot of playing, joking, black conversation vibes.
Yeah.
And that's cool in my house, but if I go to a restaurant, bro, I really just want service. Like if I tell you, yo, my mac and cheese is cold, is it, I want the, oh, we apologize. I'll go back to the chef to make another
but
one.
But that wasn't the situation, though.
But no, listen, well, no, that's not the situation. What I'm saying is, like, we don't put the same standards. So what he did was rude. He said, yo, now what they did was wild, twerking on the tables and shit, yeah, all right, this shit. Cool. Yo, get them niggas the fuck up out of here.
Uh-huh.
But for you to stand in the middle of your restaurant.
That's what it was for me.
And give a damn speech and say, in quote, not in quote, paraphrasing. A little burp. Spaghetti before this. So acidic. So he even saying like, yo, how can this is a respectable establishment. We want an establishment that will respect women. But women, how can y'all get respect from men if y'all twerking on tables? Motherfucker, how the fuck you say, so you saying a woman can't twerk on some shit and get respect? Nigga, that woman won't get respect regardless until she disrespect me.
But I don't think that's what he was saying.
But though. No, but what he, but doesn't matter what he was saying, that's what he said. Mm. It doesn't really matter what he meant to say or what his feelings was or how he was feeling in the day. Mm. Though there's certain shit when you go to a restaurant and you serving people, bro, that you're not gonna do. You're not gonna just disrespect people and shit and niggas now niggas think like, oh, I support him. Like his number one, his whole fucking list of what shit you can't wear in this dress code is aimed towards niggas. Just mm-hmm. the same, because how the fuck we can say, yo, Barley House, my nigga, your dress code is racist as fuck?
Yeah.
But this nigga shit cool. If the same niggas at Barley House did that shit or at fucking First Watch said some wild shit like that, we getting niggas the fuck up out of here.
I disagree with you, though.
What?
I disagree with you in this sense. If you have, as a black creator, as a black entrepreneur, if you have an event or something that you're doing and you have a specific dress code in mind and you know I don't want this dress code coming into this place or in this event, are you wrong for setting a standard?
I'm wrong for setting standards that are racially biased.
That's not the same thing as being racially. If I have an event and I say this event is a black tie, you gotta come in here.
Yeah, I feel that, but also too though, but when you have shit like saying like, it's different saying like, yo, this is like where you should wear, you, I want you to wear this, or it's different from saying, like, I want to be black tie, right?
Right.
Black tie event suits, all that shit. But if a nigga come in there and jazz his suit up, make it urban and shit, it's still a suit, but it's a little on the urban side, but it's fly, right? Mm-hmm. That's different from you saying you can't have baggy jeans, white t-shirts, baseball caps, all these different articles of clothing.
But you can't wear that to
Rumor. All these... like I'm saying, I don't fucking... like I'm saying, so, like, my thing is, like, yo, when it's historical clothing that we know for a fact historically is urban clothing that black people wore, yeah, or wear, that's when it's different. Because they ain't saying you can't wear kilts in that motherfucker.
So, all right, so hold on. So
you can't wear Sperry's
so
in that,
you,
bitch.
So you telling me, as a business owner, if you have a business, you don't have the right to tell people what they can and can't wear.
You have the right to. But what I'm saying is that the fact that some of his shit is like, we don't want niggas. It's not blatantly racist. It's covertly racist.
There was another example that was a little bit more racist. So come on, a couple months ago, it was same kind of situation. I mean, nobody was twerking, but it was a black individual was in there with his wife.
Okay.
And he had on white Air Force Ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that.
And
video.
This white woman had on white Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Both tennis shoes.
This the same spot?
No, it's a different spot.
Oh, okay.
I think it was in LA, though.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
had not white Adidas on, white Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. And the owner comes from the back and says, y'all have to go. And they're sitting side by side table. So y'all got to go.
Right.
And he said, well, why? What's wrong?
Yeah.
You wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, she's wearing tennis shoes.
Right.
It was these white Adidas.
Right.
He's like, no, you're wearing tennis shoes. You got to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go to forcibly remove him. He's like, no, I'm not leaving because she's wearing tennis shoes. Make her leave too.
For sure.
He's like, oh, well, no, so you're wearing Air Force Ones.
Come on now.
But I think that is so extremely specific to a situation where you could say that you could argue a different, like you could argue the narrative that he's being racist because you have somebody who looks different and is wearing a similar thing in the same room. Johnny, I am telling you, if you decided to throw a networking event tomorrow and you told niggas no do-rags, no tees, no jeans, no sneakers, you're not wrong.
But it's racial undertones to that, bro.
How is it racial undertones to saying because I built this establishment?
No, because it's but because he's, those
because
are
this is he's hold on, the, because I this think is the thing. The items,
because he's saying, but, no, he's hold saying
on, hold on, wait, hold on. Wait, because then niggas, this is what niggas' complaint will be. Man, we don't have no spots like they do in the white neighborhood where you gotta dress up to go to.
It's nah, bro.
Come on. Like, dog, I'm not potting.
No. No.
I'm not potting.
No, bro.
I definitely agree with you. I feel like you are entitled to set a standard for your business for sure. But I feel like at the same time, it's like if you have a predominantly black crowd, you also have to kind of know what you are getting yourself into. Like playing back that ass up at brunch, like niggas got mimosas and shit. Like you kind of know what you
that's
say.
That's a vibe.
And niggas know the vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's the vibe. And so it's like, I don't think he was wrong for telling them, you know, you need like get off the furniture. Because at the end of the day, that's his establishment. He has to set the standard for his business. He was totally entitled to do that. But I think the extreme he went to try to put black women down was what it was for me.
For sure.
Because at the end of the day, I think that what a lot of, and I'm not calling out black men in general, but what a lot of black men do is they undermine black women or try to make them feel less than, because we all have this kind of complex about what is right, and what's right is what's white per se, because we've all been conditioned that like whatever is white is what's best. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's subconscious for almost all of us. But since we were younger, like even an image we have of white Jesus, I was just talking about this. Yeah. We've all seen the same image of white Jesus as we were little. So like,
I
didn't
know Jesus
was
black till like 14.
Man, come on, man.
I ain't gonna hold you. I know like Jesus was black till I was in college.
That's crazy.
I feel like if you had, you know, grandparents who told you, you know, all this image is false, you know, Jesus is black, but still that's the image that's subconsciously in our minds. Like we've always had this principle that's what's white is what's better. Yeah. And I think he was dead wrong for doing that. And then it's also dead wrong that we have to keep seeing that in the media. Like black women have to continuously see that video over and over. That's really what the problem is.
So, right. So back to like, so basically what I'm saying is like him having that dress code, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then him doing the soapbox talk he had in his restaurant. Kind of like, it is like you made the connection. Now, if he would have just been a cool nigga and had that dress code, now me and you can have a debate. You might have would have won that with me. Mm-hmm. But him saying like, I don't want you type of niggas in this bitch, being in a real all just Joseph side.
You're right. Yeah.
Like it's like, oh bet, you just don't want you want a house nigga in here, not a field nigga. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Type vibe. But what I'm saying is that what I'm pissed about is the fact that people on Twitter's like, yo, it's establishment, da da da. But we always never put like a uniform standard on black restaurants. Like, why can I, if I want to go in a black establishment and just want to get through a whole thing with no attitude, just tell me. Like, I don't, it's not even a fact. It's not even a white thing. It's just like, yo, can you just like refill my drink? Can you not have attitude? Can you not joke with me? Can I just get service, bro? Regular like, old service.
Have you ever been to a Popeyes and had like,
hell no,
tremendous service? Never. I've literally always had a terrible experience.
You know what?
I had a good one. No, I'm gonna call you a good one. I'm gonna call it a good one.
Tell your truth.
In the airport, of Louisiana. That's the good one.
The origin.
Right. The origin. It's but really no, weird. I completely agree. Absolutely not. But I think it's I don't even know how to phrase it.
Bro, you know some wild shit. Something happened to me, bro. A black
I'm on a roll, nigga.
I hate black
restaurants.
You know,
I just sit back. You know what I'm saying?
What was he saying?
But I honestly think that it's a, I don't know if it's a comfortable thing for people. I don't know if it's we think we are friends all the time.
I'm not your fucking
turning,
friend, nigga.
You know, don't really know how to turn it on and off. Like, okay, I'm at work. I can't really say, oh, what's good, boy? What can I get for you on this menu? Like, I don't think we really know when to turn that shit off.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's good and bad, though, because I feel like I've also had, like, tremendous experiences, especially like having like black women as servers. I feel like super friendly, very, you know, relatable. Like, and I love going into an establishment that right. has more black people because I feel comfortable and I feel at home. Yeah. But I think at the same time, like people will, the same way we sitting up here talking about Popeyes and how it's terrible, we also don't need to like tear down black businesses or like tear down, you know, those people. It's just an education thing. Like, teaching one another, like, listen, I know, and make it that teaching moment. Like, I know you probably are having a hard day today, but it's really important for you to treat your customers, you know, like you would want to be treated, because I did not have a good experience today. And you could leave it at that. But it's like going back and telling them on Twitter, like, this Popeyes that so-and-so was so ghetto. Like,
I think it's like a cultural thing. Like, it's, yeah. just a, like, it's a black cultural thing. Like, we as black people, let's learn certain little shit slide with us. Like, yeah. I went to one bar. Nigga told me, I said, yo, can I get a shot of this? The price was higher than what the fuck he told me the price was. He said, oh, I only pour doubles because you don't come back anyway. I said, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you to tell me some shit like
you
that?
You know what? I'm not going to hold you. I think more black people don't like black people than more white people don't like black people. And I think that.
Hold on.
Let me say that. Let me say this. Because there are a lot of spaces where niggas that look just like you will intentionally violate.
Right, but say that again, though. I need you to say that again.
I think more black people don't like black people or don't trust black people or don't value black people than more white people don't like. And I'm not talking about the very statistic of the fact that there's way more white people on this planet than there is any fucking body else, which is crazy.
It's more like internal hate.
But I'm talking about like this internal hate, because we will create businesses, and then when we come into those businesses, we get stereotyped in a more critical way, because niggas like, nah, no nigga would do this shit because I used to do this shit. Like, niggas have their own experiences and personal biases on top of the shit that they see everywhere. So I think that when we be getting violated in places like Popeyes, which is crazy, they violate for so many reasons, because one, they know I'm a Popeyes. I'm going to be close to the hood regardless. Right. Regardless of if these niggas don't like how I treat them, they got to eat this shit because I'm right here.
Right.
When you, whether it's, even when you go to hair stores, all of the places that they put in black communities, they know, like, I can violate here because...
Let's get out. Like, can we get out of businesses that are, like, maybe, like, stereotypical black businesses? Can we say, like, maybe, like, a fine restaurant or, like, a clothing store or something like that? Them are the spaces
those
I'm talking about, though.
Right, we're talking about, but I want you to be real. Name in Cleveland a fine dining black establishment. A fine dining. We're not going to say Red Lobster. We're not going to say, because Zanzibar is not fine dining
nigga,
for me.
You a wild nigga saying
no, I'm being for real, because some people really actually consider that fine dining. That's why I'm saying that.
We'll say to us, I wouldn't consider it, but for the general public, I'll consider that fine dining, soul food.
No, but that's not, oh, you talking about Zanzibar?
Zanzibar, we consider soul food fine dining.
All right, okay, all right.
No. Me and you on the same page. Don't talk about for the general nigga public. For broke niggas that's listening right now, yeah, cool. You feel me?
Got y'all shout out early.
But what I'm saying is, like, just very early, but what I'm saying is, like, at these businesses that are just regular. Like, they're not even catered towards just being black.
Mm-hmm.
They're just regular, established businesses that you just happen to. Niggas own it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Why can I not get the same service I will get anywhere else? Why can I, if I ask you, yo, my shit is not cooked all the way through? Or, yo, if I want vegetables in my Alfredo, why is it like a upcharge and it's an attitude with it and I got to go through five different hoops to get some nuts, get some shit in my thing?
I feel like what you were saying as far as black people, you know, don't like black people more than white people don't like black people. I feel like I was thinking about it, and I feel like it's a very valid statement, but it also ties back into what I was saying about that subconscious, like, white is right is better, you know, a mindset that we have all had, because a white person can walk into Chicago Chicken and Waffles or Zanzibar where there's black service and get exceptional service from them. And it's not anything to say like, oh, I don't respect this black woman more than I respect this white woman, but it's just knowing that, like, I have to put on face and show face for white people because I cannot be a stereotype.
Right.
But for black people, I can be comfortable because they know my struggle. They know my pain. They know I'm, you know, I'm at work and I ain't trying to deal with the extra shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for white people, even for myself, when I have a black customer come up to me or a black client, I have a level of comfort. I won't say I ever give terrible service. That's never a thing. But the way I talk, the way I act, the face I put on for my white clients or my white customers is totally different. And it's not on purpose thing, it's a subconscious thing. I want them to know that, like, I'm an educated black woman. I know what I'm talking about. and I'm professional.
What right. approved type situation. All right. All
right. And if I talk to a black woman, I want you to know I understand you. I can relate to you. So it's just two different faces.
If I just want extra sauce, my nigga, just get it to me. I don't need an extra sauce.
Johnny said, I'm not your homeboy.
Like, I'm not your homeboy. I'm not your bro.
I'm not your bro.
Before you take the drinks, I am not your brother.
I had an argument on Twitter about that fucking restaurant situation.
Before you move on, you said what I said was very nigga. that was the most nigga thing
like,
ever
yo, my thing is, I had an argument with a nigga on Twitter about this shit. And all I'm saying is this. Yo, man, if that shit would happen to me, I'd have slapped the restaurant. Like, if all of us were sitting there and all that shit, I'd have been like, "Hey, yo, server, can I get a box? I'm gone. Like, this nigga wilding like this. Yeah. I'm gone. Like, I'm not applauding that shit. Yeah. I don't ever disrespect nobody like that. Now, if you telling them like, now if you told niggas like, if you would have yelled at them and said, "Yo." Now he told some people, like, get the fuck out of my restaurant because you wilding and shit. Then I'd be like, okay, I'll stay with that nigga. But for him to come in and really tell everybody, like, I want this type of vibe and shit, I don't want you type of niggas in here. It's like, man,
he contradicted himself, is what he did. Because he said, this is the standard that I want to set. And then he came in and disrespected his own standard. It was goofy.
Doofus. So my thing, and also too, you could have set vibes like that in different ways. Yeah. Instead of your ass playing, back that ass up, you could play some No Name.
Okay.
You feel me?
Some No Name.
I wish a nigga would play No Name during while I'd be like,
don't do her like that.
And I'll be the richest ass on my name, but come on, son.
She got melodic tone.
She do, but don't.
That waffle won't taste that extra crazy with them verses, nigga. Like, you can even do live band. Instead of having a DJ, you can do a live band.
Oh, the live band. You can,
like, bro, it's like the vibes is different. Like, I don't go to Pure W, and say if Pure W was black owned, no matter, it could be any type of owned. They got a pianoist in that motherfucker. I don't have the urge to be in that bitch. Like,
I don't think it's anything against him for wanting to have that vibe at his restaurant. But I think he also has to understand that, like, if I want to go to a nice brunch place that's black owned and listen to good black music, I also want to. You know,
yeah,
let
me
be
vibe.
Free. I
want to
vibe.
Yeah.
I
want to
be loose.
Especially also, too, the black brunch.
Hey, if you about to have mimosas, you got to expect people to get a.
The black brunch vibe is a fucking wave right now.
Let me tell you why I know niggas.
He ruined his shit.
But this is the difference between old fashioned entrepreneurs and niggas who really understand where business is at now. Because if anything, that's a fucking wave that you want. Oh, yo, y'all at whatever the fuck my place is called, vibe and turn up. Boop. Sharing that shit. Boop, boop, boop. Tag us. Boop, boop, boop. But dude felt like his shit was from the 60s. So.
No, I'm not even mad at homeboy for like, if you want just a regular restaurant.
Right, no, I'm saying the way he handled it. Cause
yo,
like,
dumbass.
Yeah. You
like doofus. Every brunch spot in Atlanta right now, you can go and listen to hip hop and have a hookah at
bro,
breakfast.
niggas in that motherfucker eating a chicken walls getting twerked on hookah. That bitch,
that's
bro.
A spot literally. In New York. That's
New York.
That's literally geared Cleveland for mimosas to get like that. And throw that music on so y'all can dance, sit down, eat your chicken and waffles, get back up and
really
get it going.
People really need to get on that wave though and keep that money in the black community.
Niggas trying to get do that shit in Cleveland. As long as y'all niggas charging extra dollar for bacon and shit on the side, I'm cool on it, bro.
You funny as fuck.
I ain't pulling up the shit.
Nigga got on this bitch breathing right. hard about the bacon.
Bro, niggas. You say so. One thing about Cleveland, bro.
Johnny said, you're not charging me extra for some shit that come with breakfast.
I'm going to tell you this, bro. One thing about Cleveland, bro, we'll try to catch on a new fucking restaurant, turned up wave, and we'll fuck it up. We're trying to get a dollar, nigga. Like, niggas will surcharge the fuck out of you in Cleveland in a black restaurant.
They really will.
Yo, you want Alfredo? Joe Alfredo, extra $5.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
I do agree.
But I mean, service all the way together. Cause like Don was saying, when I went to a restaurant, it's actually closed down now. Chicago Chicken and Waffles. Or when they did close down? Are they still there?
I think they've been there.
Like, I ain't been there in a while. But when I walked, he probably ain't gonna tip.
Yeah. He said that about you.
Oh, when I walked in, he walked into his homeboy. He said he's probably not gonna tip.
Yeah. Oh,
and anybody who knows me, I'll tip if the service is good.
That's fine.
If it's good, I will literally look out like, okay, you like, oh, you y'all need water, y'all straight, y'all
Don
good.
Don knows I tip regardless. Just depends how much I tip.
Seriously.
Jesus. We're not gonna get into that.
Niggas who service industry, you gotta tip at least the bare minimum, because that's how niggas eat for real.
I think
20%.
I think niggas who get disrespected and still tip is freaky.
You said if
because you that's some like
tip.
Because like it's power in my tip to me. So
oh,
if
no,
you,
hard,
so if you,
disres-
if you disrespect me and I still tip, Like, I'm doing some freaky shit with you. No, he's just sub shit.
Hey, yo, no cap, bro. No. I don't mean,
no, like Johnny said.
He's so freaky
in
here. He's so freaky throwing me off this bitch.
Yeah, yo, no, I can hold you. That word. No, that word, bro. Like, you. And then I'm about to say something. I said, whoa, did you just say?
You said read the room, man.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even eat with niggas that don't tip. Like, once I see you don't tip,
I swear.
Once I see you don't tip one time, eat with me, I really don't eat with you never again. Like,
yeah,
you was
we're
a,
not going
like
out,
you was one
you
of
know
the
how
one,
to act.
Bro. One of the some of the wildest niggas I've like been to like restaurants. Some niggas will order like every like, oh, let me get one of the apps real quick. Let me get a whole salad. And I said, like, a whole salad. Let me get like 4 or 5 of drinks. Yeah. Just good.
Let me get dessert.
Bro, bill come to like $60, $50, $70.
Yeah.
Tip line looking
five.
Don't even sign the sheet. They just walk off.
Yeah.
And my card swiped. I'm like, how fucking.
Yeah, that is low key wild though.
But it's it tips optional.
Actually, I'm not. I was gonna tell them.
I tip on gratuity.
But I've seen before where servers have written in a tip. So like,
oh no, I had to get him hip to the line.
Hey, why is dumb Vlad in right now?
I'm sorry.
No cap.
I'm sorry.
No cap.
I do, and I and literally, I do not even feel bad. Like if you walk out and you don't tip. I don't even feel bad if the server goes in and writes on the line.
Wait, Dom, hold on, wait. Let me
have it her card.
Yeah, wait, Dom, how much did you write on it?
What you mean?
How much did you write on the receipt?
For my, oh, I've never done
that. Look, Dom sat there. Hey, look, she sat there. She's about to be like.
She was about 20 bucks.
Hold on, you talking about the first time or the third time?
Because
the first time I was okay and nervous.
You almost had her ass, bro.
And she's like, the first time I was okay and a little nervous, so I put 5.
You trying to set me up, but I'm smart than you, Dan.
I know.
But I've never worked in the restaurant industry, but I've like, you know, I've done hair and nails, and I've always been in the service industry, and so tipping is very important. And that's why I tip when I go to restaurants. And that's why I feel like they not wrong if they write in on your tip. Because if you just walked off and was like, fuck your tip,
yeah,
I'm at least tip myself the bare minimum.
Also, too, you got to understand, when you tip niggas, bro, like, you got to, you understand, like, so your food, say, dad, your food come out fucked up, right?
Right.
Yo, I'm still tipping shorty 20%. Yeah, it's not her fault. That's the cook fault. You feel me? That's not her fault. So, like, or his fault, because it's mail service, too.
Right.
And shit like that. Like, bro, like, niggas be out here wild. Like, even I tip on gratuity sometimes. If I got it, I tip on gratuity.
And you always got it, nigga.
So,
big money Benson.
Talk to me.
So do y'all just alter the tip then? If it's not the food, it's the server. So like, you need what?
If it's a server, oh yeah, I'm gonna I do a fat ass little scoop. A fat ass like, man, you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
And bro, I know Nick one time this one girl told me my brand look ugly as fuck. She said that.
She said your what looked ugly?
My brand on my arm.
Hey, hold on. Did you pay for the meal too? Cause hey look, on that shit. Hey look, I was just asking because you know.
Yeah, I paid for the meal.
That's disrespect. But, like,
you let her disrespect the set?
Nigga, on God.
you let her disrespect the set?
Let me tell you something, bro. It's not a shit, it was Applebee's. Nigga, listen though, Applebee's and shit. She had her mask off for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but like it wasn't like wild shit. She had a mask for 2 seconds. And I asked for the refill, and she gave me like this face, like, but she, you know, she forgot she had her mask on, so I saw her face.
Oh,
I said, I did one of these, like, she's like, oh shit. Like, she did the ooh shit. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Bet. Cool. Then I was like, we was talking this shit with the whoop, had my brand, and she was like, she's talking about the frats and shit, whatever, like some other shit. Then
that
she said,
"The worst. If you don't know what you talk about, stop speaking."
Then she said, "My shit like ooh, moogly, moogly, oogly," and I was like, "Bro, what?
Hold on, what was moogly that sound again?"
Ooh, like,
yeah, that's mad. Well, that sounds mad. So I'm pausing that. I'm pausing that. Look, yo, we are at 117. Okay, so. Y'all already know. We know. Y'all got to show attention.
We've been here in fucking 2 weeks, nigga.
I know. We did. I miss these
niggas. Get these niggas some fucking shit to listen to, nigga.
I miss these niggas, man.
They miss us, motherfucker.
Before we get the fuck out of here, Dom, tell them you have a business. You have a brand. I want you to, like, big yourself up. Take a minute to, like, big up who you are, what you do, how people can get in touch with you, especially because you're about to leave. Yo, make some fucking money, man.
For sure.
Get your fucking dollars up, nigga.
So, I've been doing makeup for going on 6 years now. So it's been a long time coming from when I first started, but I have developed a really nice client base, and I get a lot of respect and support from my friends, especially the gang on the show.
Turn onions to fucking apples, nigga.
So I do makeup, private classes, the whole nine. So if you guys are ever like looking for anything, if you even just need a consultation on like what you need in your makeup bag, I got you. Don't worry about it. And you can find me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is _ Dominique Gabrielle. It's DominiqueGabrielle. That's a little long, but then my makeup like, one. Don't do me like that. Yo, what the fuck?
Hey, look, we're gonna tag you. We're gonna tag your ass.
Y'all better tag me.
Yeah, we're gonna tag you. Yeah, we're gonna tag you.
Or you can hit me up on my business page. It's DGabrielleMUA. So
get it in. Kings, do we have any special shout outs before we slide?
Shout out to us, number one.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot. We 2021, we got a lot of shit cooking up. Me personally, I think let me say this. I think I got an announcement coming maybe like February. I'm going to say February 10th. I got an announcement coming, February 10th, personal one. So right. It's fucking lit. You feel me?
Bet. Let's get active. I ain't got no real shout outs or anything coming, but y'all need to stay tuned. This will come out on Tuesday.
Come on, man.
Y'all already know what's about to go down. Y'all already know those who already, you know, got what y'all needed to get. It's coming your way.
So, yo, listen. We about to get the fuck up out of here. We had Dom on this motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Dom, we back as fuck. Dev in this bitch, too. You feel me? We ain't been back in like a couple weeks since we fucking lit. Hey, yo. Tama, also too. Shout out to everybody that bought a hoodie, pre-ordered a hoodie and shit. We definitely did the, sold out with the pre-hoodies. And niggas asking me like, yo, did you really sell out or did you fake the sellout? Bitch, we fucking sold that motherfucking out, nigga. We
y'all
sold it out.
Y'all better turn them notifications on. They don't want one for
Dom,
real.
Dom, talk your shit, Dom.
If you really wanted one, you would have turned your post notifications on. And
the niggas that was like, yo, Johnny, you still selling the hoodie? No, nigga, we're gone. They sold the fuck out. They sold the fuck out. I guess you don't listen to black women.
They don't. I was just going to say that.
They don't listen.
Because if
you don't deserve
a
hoodie. You do not listen to black women.
You fucking don't. Because you would know that Dom is on the best podcast in the fucking Midwest right now.
And you also see, like, too, like, yo, you know, like, when you saw, like, the photos and shit of, like, the women in black hoodies,
some of the baddest models in here. It was so many beautiful black women in here.
Hey, who made the call?
they were all promoting like love and light and positivity. It was a beautiful.
Yo, talking about this nigga Dev had my friend on there and my friend pulled it to the photo shoot, and then I didn't even know. He said this, yeah, Dom coming. I said, Dom who? Yeah. Oh, Dom, he said, you know Dom. I said,
oh, you know
I do.
It's me.
You know Dom. You was just thinking with
the scary, the scariest shit was when a nigga tell you know a girl. I'm like, who the fuck
is
that?
Real shit. You get that bitch like, nah.
Hey, get that sweat off that brow. Like,
I do.
Yo, before we get out of here, man, shouts out to everybody that has been supporting us since day one. We are like 70, maybe 60 something. I don't really count because we name these bitches. We don't put numbers on them. But we hella episodes in, man, and we appreciate the support that y'all been giving us since day one. Listen, we told y'all the last time. It's been 2 weeks, but we told y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe on Apple and leave a review. It's too fucking many of y'all for it not to be the amount of reviews that we need. Y'all all over the place, so make sure y'all leave a review if you have Apple. Subscribe on Spotify. I don't have no shout outs outside of that. We about to get the fuck out of here, man. Let's do it.
Yo, he played some fucking bean pies.
Shut your ass up.
Muhammad like damn, that's hot. They gon' mix it with Biggie. It was all a dream. Like damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha don't stop.